Jambria Jones didn't flinch when sparks rained around her from a busted-out light. A long time ago, she'd given up ducking at the report of rifles in favor of hauling ass. Hiding in the facility under attack wouldn't save her or her patients, but running might. It seemed to be working so far, considering that she had already crossed the scrubby yard behind the field hospital 3 times, transporting those who were at least somewhat mobile to the buried storm shelter. She'd discovered the quiet nook a few weeks ago and kept it her secret for reading on her lunch break. The dirt enclosure rumbled but held around her stowaways in the face of the nearby detonations that seemed to multiply by the minute. So she'd left them to make another voyage through the chaos. The racket of war had never encroached on the walls of the hospital before. That part was new and less than exciting. International boundaries, including respect for the wounded, didn't seem to matter to the bad guys swarming around them. After all, they were enemies. She tore down the hallway, stopping to take the pulse of a man slumped against a flipped gurney. No helping him. Recalling the crayon-embellished construction paper card he'd received just yesterday wouldn't make the rest of her day any easier. So she put it out of her mind, just like the endless gore and cries of pain she'd endured. A vile part of the process of healing soldiers. Most of this wing had either been cleared out or left to the dead. Maybe she'd join her stowed patients sooner than she'd planned. The sheer number of casualties began to numb her insides. She'd fought to return these people as whole as could be to their families. All that suffering for nothing. Damn it. She'd never imagined herself a hero. More like a broke kid wanting to go to nursing school, who had no other choice but to rely on the military for training and future tuition. Today didn't make her any more likely to re-enlist when her time was up. Still, she was here and she would do what she could. Finishing the circuit of what would have been her rounds, she heard a bang that had more in common with a pissed-off man than yet another wave of assault from outside. Sure enough, a muffled curse followed. Him. It had to be the special patient. The one only Dr. Riley was allowed to see. Had no one let him loose? Jambria paused, staring down the dark corridor toward the isolated chamber at the end. In truth, it was more like a cell. Wires in the glass reinforced even the itty-bitty peep pain. How dangerous was he really? Could she doom him to certain death, trapped for the invaders to collect? What if he spilled more secrets to them? Which was worse for warriors on the front lines? Hell, for all she knew, collecting the guy could be the plan. What else could have triggered today's violence after several years of manning the outpost in the mountains of Afghanistan had passed with only minor incidents? Whispered rumors had reached everyone at St. Joseph's Hospital. Their visitor, a super spy double agent, had crossed leaders in every nation on the planet at least once. A compound fracture of his femur caused by a bullet had kept him bedridden under constant guard for months. Supposedly.
This is what I call a bad fucking day on the job.
No sense in being scared. Jambria scrunched her eyes closed as she weighed her options. Another crash radiated along the length of the hallway. Sounded like a bed being upended. Even that didn't dent the steel door of his prison. From the other direction, shouts rang in a guttural language she didn't understand. Swallowing hard didn't dislodge the lump in her throat. Jambria unballed her fists and charged straight toward the lone remaining occupant of her ward.